And clear channel 650 WSM, the National Life and Accident Insurance Company in Nashville, Tennessee, presenting the Grand Ole Opry from Ryman Auditorium. From the Ryman Auditorium in Nashville, Tennessee, the country music capital of the world, here's the 1,030th broadcast of the famous Grand Ole Opry. Tonight, starring Mr. Country Music himself, Roy Acuff.
Hottie red, hottie blue, I'm in love with hottie too.
Hottie red, I'm in love with hottie red. Hottie red, I'm gonna put that hottie red.
Hey, Jimmy! Hey, buy me a horse and rent me a sled, nobody ride but hottie red.
Hottie red, hottie red, I'm in love with hottie red.
Roy Cuff and all the Smoky Mountain boys with Ida Red. Thank you, Roy, and welcome to the Grand Ole Opry.
It's a pleasure to be here, Grant Turner, and may I in turn extend a great big welcome to all of the good folks who have joined us on this warm 4th of July evening.
Well, you most certainly may, Roy, and I want to be the first to tell them about the great show we got lined up for tonight.
By all means, Grant Turner, by all means.
First off, we're honored by the presence of one of my favorites, Miss June Carter.
Helped by that East Tennessee boy, Archie Campbell.
And then, of course, there are all the famous Smoky Mountain boys like Howdy Forrester, Bachelor Brother Oswald, Pretty June Webb, Jimmy Riddle, Pat Shot Jackson.
And our special guest, the fella we're thinking about making an honorary Smoky Mountain boy, Billy Grammer.
And we'll be hearing from him in a few minutes, won't
we? Yes, we will, and ask him to sing one of his fine songs, Grant.
Well, that's for sure, Roy. But right now, it's time we had a laugh or two. So it's my pleasure to introduce a fellow that more people laugh at than anybody I know. Archie Campbell.
You ain't just kidding. Make him welcome. Come on in here, Archie. There he is. Make him welcome. Get in here. Which side do you work on?
Howdy, Roy. How are you, buddy?
Fine, thank you, Archie.
Hey, how'd you like them fights last week?
Oh, Archie, No, they didn't.
Old Egg and Mara Johnson and that bunch.
Well, they are all right, but they didn't come up to par.
Ended up a little short, didn't it?
First
did you
round.
Ever do any fighting?
Oh, a little street fighting around Knoxville's all, Archie.
I ain't talking about that Fountain City gang. I mean, but I used to do a little fighting myself.
Did you?
Yeah.
Really?
Did you do some fighting? Lord, yeah, I used to do some. But you know, I never could see much in that fighting.
No, not much in it.
No, I couldn't see much in it. After about two rounds, I had my eyes closed.
You weren't seeing much, but you better pull these out here.
Yeah, I done a little fighting in my time, but I was known as old Short Circuit.
Why did they call you Short Circuit, Archie?
One lick and I was out like a light. Put them right there.
They ought to call me that anyway.
Yeah. Yeah, but you know, I got knocked out so many times. You know how they used to carry them out on stretchers when they got them knocked out?
Know all about it.
I got knocked out so many times they didn't carry me out on a stretcher. They just sewed silver handles on my drawer.
Less trouble.
But you know, when I first started fighting, Roy, my first 10 fights, I won them by knockouts.
Your first 10 by a knockout?
Yes, sir.
Wonderful record.
Knockouts. Then my manager, he told me, said, well, I guess we'd better take on a little tougher opponent.
Yeah, getting bigger class.
Yeah, you know, and so the next fight was with a man.
Oh.
My manager looked at me and he said, boy, get in there and whip him. Said, you can whip him hands down.
Inspiration. Yeah.
But you know, he wouldn't keep his hands down.
Oh. That does interfere.
And he just a little scutter. He just come up to my chin.
Is that right?
Yeah, but he come up too darn often. I'll tell you one thing. He knocked me all over that ring. He knocked me down and every other which way. But I'll tell you, brother, you're looking at a man that can take it.
I know you can.
Dad blame right. Well, I had to take it and I didn't have nothing else to do with it. See these big square shoulders?
Yes, sir, I see them. How did you get those big square shoulders?
I got them from eating cereal.
You mean eating cereal will give you big, broad shoulders like that?
Yeah, I ate the boxes, too.
Oh, they're stuffed away.
I had a fight out here in the alley a minute ago. A fella walked up to me and said something. He made me so mad I'd like to die. Boy, I warped him all over that alley.
What did he do to you?
Well, he said something to me. It hurt my feelings.
Is that right?
Said I looked like Oswald.
Oh. Don't blame you. I would have thought.
Buddy, I took that right hand of mine, Roy, and I hit him once. And then I got up. Then I pulled out my secret weapon, boy.
What is that?
Stuck him right in the finger with one of my eyes.
Boy, you was after him. I can see that.
Yeah, like to put his darn finger out.
Is that right?
And then I got him down.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, right on top of me.
Right on top of me.
And I put my ear in his mouth.
Really?
Working on his teeth.
And working on his teeth.
Then I hit him right in the end of the fist with my nose.
Pouring it at him.
Yeah, boy. And by that time, he's just covered with blood, had blood all over him.
Really?
Yeah, my blood. Felt sorry for him. And I saw then that I had him finished.
Uh-huh.
So I said, I'll finish him all. I just backed off, took a running shot, and lammed him right in the knee at the pit of my stomach.
Really, really working on him, huh?
Yeah, that's when I knocked him out.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I know he's knocked out, because when he come to, I was laying there unconscious. I'll see you later, Roy.
There you are with us, Archie. Archie, nobody has more trouble than you do, and as far as I know, nobody deserves it more. Thanks for being with us.
Well, that's for sure, Roy, but now how about our guests?
Well, just hold your horses, Grant. Neighbors, not so long ago, a young entertainer joined the Grand Ole Opry, and since that time has been moving right up toward the top. Of course, I'm talking about a nice young man as you'd ever want to meet. Make him welcome, Billy Grammer! Billy, welcome to the Grand Ole Opry. It's so nice having you here with us.
Well, Roy, it's always nice being here with you and Grant and all these good people.
Well, Billy, I understand you've got a couple of new records out. Are they as good as Gotta Travel On?
Well, I certainly hope so, Grant. I don't know.
We're going to give you a chance to sing one of them a little later. But right now, I think everybody here in this great 4th of July audience would like to have this, hear the song that made you famous. Gotta Travel On. Here he is, folks.
Thank you, Grant. Thank you.
I've laid around and played around this old town too long. Summer's almost gone, yes, winter's coming on. I've played around and played around this old town too long, and I feel like I've got to travel on. Papa writes to Johnny, but Johnny can't come home. Johnny can't come home, no, Johnny can't come home. Papa writes to Johnny, but Johnny can't come home, 'cause he's been on the chain gang too long. I sure been police riding after me, riding after me, yes, coming after me. I sure been police riding after me, and I feel like I've got to travel on. I've laid around and played around this old town too long. Summer's almost gone, yes, winter's coming on. I've laid around and played around this old town too long, and I feel like I've got to travel on.
Take another one, boys.
I want to see my honey, want to see her bad, want to see her bad, oh, want to see her bad. I want to see my honey, want to see her bad. She's the best gal this poor boy ever had. I've laid around and played around this old town too long. Summer's almost gone, yes, winter's coming on. I've laid around and played around this old town too long, and I feel like I've got to travel on. Travel on. Travel on.
Thank you very much.
Grant, on this 4th of July, what have you got to say for yourself?
Well, just a few words to pipe smokers who feel they aren't getting the satisfaction and comfort they feel they're entitled to.
Well, Grant, how can they go about it?
Well, simple, Roy. They just have to rely on this statement. The proof is in the puffin'. And then they can join the ranks of thousands who depend on Prince Albert smoking tobacco for cool, mild, and mellow, tasty smoking every time. And that's what they get when they light up PA. You see, PA is crimp cut. It's always fresh, and it's got the flavor and aroma smoking men like. Yes, sir, the proof is in the puffin', and PA has the flavor most favored in the USA. Now, making men know that, too. In an OCB paper, PA rolls easy, it smokes cool and satisfying. So, pipe smoker or making man, declare your own smoking independence. Get a mild, mellow, comfortable smoke with Prince Albert, America's largest selling smoking tobacco. Now, here's your old friend Howdy Forrester with all the Tennessee Travelers, Ralph Sloan's group, to cut a few capers to the tune of Liberty.
Yeah, I'm going to dance with them, Grant.
The Tennessee Travelers showing us how it's done on one of the old-time square dances. Thank you, Howdy and Dancers. That was great. It brings us down to the time when we present the prettiest Smoky Mountain boy of the whole bunch. Except this one's a girl, Miss June Webb, singing, "You Take the Table, I'll Take the Chair."
Let's get our jug band together. Listen to Jimmy Riddle do walking. Tune up the jug right there. Walking, Jimmy.
I'm walking. Yes, indeed, I'm talking. That you and me, I'm hoping that you'll come back to me.
I can be. I'm waiting for your company. I'm hoping that you'll come back to me. What you gonna do when the well runs dry? You gonna run away and hide? I'm gonna run right by your side. But you sweet baby, I'll even die. I'm walking. Yes, indeed, I'm talking. That's you and me. I'm hoping that you'll come back to me. I'm walking, yes indeed I'm talking, about you and me, I'm hoping that you'll come back to me. I'm lonely as I can be, I'm waiting for your company, I'm hoping that you'll come back to me. What you gonna do when the well runs dry? You gonna run away and hide? I'm gonna run right by your side, but you sweet baby, I'll even die. I'm walking, yes indeed I'm talking, about you and me, I'm hoping that you'll come back to me.
We got about as cute little numbers you could ever expect. So without any more fuss and feathers, here she is, Miss June Carter.
Hello, Earl Roy Aker.
Hello, July Carter.
You know, I was out there at your house today on Old Hickory Lake where you live out there.
Yeah.
And they was everybody out there swimming, and I don't like swimming. It makes my feet too big.
Makes your feet too
big.
Yeah,
and I don't like playing tennis either. It makes my hands too big.
Makes your hands too big.
And I don't like horseback riding neither. You... they had girls. You never saw the like of the girls they had out there. They was having bathing beauty contests, and this one girl had on a bikini bathing suit.
A what?
A bikini. That's one of them almost not hardly jobs. That's what it is. She had on one of them, and all of the men was a-staring at her. All them Smoky Mountain boys was staring at her.
Yep.
And she tried to laugh it off.
Mm-hmm.
And she almost did, too. She did. Woo! They had that contest, and I wanted to get in it. I did. But, yes, sir, they was wearing them bathing suits. You couldn't tell where they was in them, trying to get out of them or out of them trying to get in them.
Puzzling, huh?
Yeah. But I didn't win.
You didn't?
No, I lost, but that's all right, because I've got a good head on my shoulders.
You've got a good head on your shoulders?
Yes, sir. It's the little things that counts, Roy.
Just exactly right.
At least that's what I thought till I got in that bathing beauty contest.
Well, I'll see you later.
No, don't leave me now, Roy. This one girl out there, she was just going across through there, and the poor old thing, she wasn't all upstairs.
Really?
Yeah, but you ought to seen her stairway, Roy. Now, I ain't a bit different than she is. I've got the same stairway she's got.
Is that right?
Yeah, I've just got a few steps that's busted, that's all. Be here on the Grand Ole Opry tonight. I'm just come in every once in a while. You know, I just fly in here. I just come in from New York on one of them new jet airliners. I got here in an hour on that jet airliner.
They're plenty fast.
Yeah, my stomach ain't got here yet. No.
Next plane will be due in about an hour.
I hope it gets here. I was coming along in this jet if y'all ain't ever rode one of them. You know, the jet airplanes has got fire shooting at them, you know. We was coming along, and I was peeping out the window, and I saw these two southern eagles that was flying along.
Southern eagles.
Yeah, uh-huh, and this little woman southern eagle, she looked over to this here man southern eagle, and she said, "Look at that, big daddy. Say, look at that, honey. Say, look at that bird go. Say, watch him go. Say, ain't that speed?" He said, "Honey, Charles said you'd speed, too, if your tail is on fire."
Now here's something we think might appeal to all you pipe smokers. Take a listen.
This is Hank Snow. You know, the proof is in the puffin. Well, right now I'm fixing to sing you a little song about Prince Albert smoking tobacco. Oh, the proof is in the poppin', in the poppin', in the poppin', and P.A. has the flavor, the flavor, the flavor. The proof is in the poppin', and P.A. has the flavor most favored in the U.S.A. Oh, the proof is in the poppin', in the poppin', in the poppin', and P.A. has the flavor, the flavor, the flavor. The proof is in the poppin', and P.A. has the flavor most favored in the U.S.A. Yes, sir, Prince Albert sure is worth singing about. Like I sang, the proof is in the poppin'. P.A.'s mild and mellow flavor is the favorite with making men everywhere. So roll your next cigarette with mild, tasty Prince Albert smoking tobacco.
And now it's guest time once more, so here's Billy Grammer with his new monument record, one we mentioned a while ago, Willie, Quit Your Playin'. Billy Grammer!
Well, the polecat needs no money, 'cause the polecat pays no rent. The polecat never has a penny, but he always has a cent. While a rooster stands on a fence post, crows as loud as he can. He tells the whole wide world he's a mighty feller and a heck of a ladies' man. Hey, hey, Willie, quit your playing. Hey, hey, Willie, don't you play. Well, get your work all done while the sun is shining. You can play on a rainy day. You can play on a rainy day. There's a mean old bull in the pasture. His eyes have a wicked glow. He's mad at the world 'cause he has two horns that he never did learn to blow. Now there's a big old in the barnyard, and her eyes are big and full. She heard the farmer invite a few friends over to drink and shoot the bull. Hey, hey, Willie, quit your playing. Hey, hey, Willie, don't you play. Get your work all done while the sun is shining. You can play on a rainy day. You can play on a rainy day. Now there's a milkmaid over in the valley with skin as smooth as silk. I love to watch her jiggle her jug and churn her buttermilk. Now I'm gonna marry that milkmaid with the sweet love in her eye. Then I can live on cream and sugar until the day I die. Hey, hey, Willie, quit your playing. Hey, hey, Willie, don't you play. Get your work all done while the sun is shining. Make a love on a rainy day. Make a love on a rainy day. You can play on a rainy day.
Thank you, Billy. Thank you. Now here is bashful Brother Oswald to sing.
What was you going to sing?
Well, this sure little number is called Mama, You've Worked Hard All Your Life for Us Kids. Now get out and do something for yourself. Oh, when I see that southern moon, I want to cruise. I want to meet my sweetheart there in the lane. Hear them people only refrain. Oh, southern moon, shine down again. Blue and lonely, lonesome and sad. Lonely for the south, man. And the best time I have had. Oh, when I see that southern moon, I want to cruise along with you. I want to meet my sweetheart there in the lane. Hear them people only refrain. Oh, southern moon, shine out again. Now, please. Steamboat moving down the river, stop and wait for me. I will help you with your cargo, even you'll ride me free. Oh, when I see that southern moon, I want to cruise along with you. I want to meet my sweetheart there in the lane. Hear them people only refrain. Oh, southern moon, shine down again. Yodel-a-dee-dee-doodle-doo-doo-doo. Yeah.
sounds wonderful. Thanks a lot. Which brings us down to the time when our star gives us one of his great tunes. Before that, Roy, what are your plans for the near future?
Well, tomorrow, along with Billy Grimmer, we're going to be at Dunbar Cave, a 3 o'clock show, and then we're going to do some spires up in Illinois and Indiana during the month of July, Grant.
Well, sounds like you're going to be busy, Roy, but now how about that song? So here he is, neighbors, Roy Acuff with a trio with Roy's great new Hickory record, Come and Knock.
Come and knock on the door of my heart.
It will open and let you come in.
Come and knock on the door of my heart. When you get lonesome and need me again.
Something told me the first time I kissed you that it was useless to try to forget. Though I knew that your own heart was fickle, you've been the ruler of mine since we met.
Come and knock on the door of my heart.
It will open and let you come in.
Come and knock on the door of my heart. When you get lonesome and need me again.
Seeds of love that you've sown in my heart, dear, are they blooming in vain just to learn? Like the fields that are blooming in clover, that the reaper don't always return.
Come and knock on the door of my heart.
It will open and let you come in.
Come and knock on the door of my heart. When you get lonesome and need me again.
Neighbors, that's the story for this evening. We've got to go. It sure was nice having you here with us. And I know you'll want to be listening next week when Vernon Husky will head up the show with Miss Kitty Wells along as his guest. Listen then, won't you? Now, this is Roy Acuff saying thanks, and we'll be seeing you next week at the Grand Ole Opry. Thanks for coming.
Smoking more today, but enjoying it less, try Camels. More people smoke Camels than any other cigarette. Any filter, any king, any regular. The Camel blend of costly tobaccos has never been equaled for rich flavor and easygoing mildness. The best tobacco makes the best smoke.
Have a real cigarette, a real cigarette, a real cigarette, have a Camel!
This portion is broadcast to our armed forces around the world by Armed Forces Radio Service and was brought to you by WSM, affiliated with the National Broadcasting Company. This is Monitor, the NBC Radio Service.